Living your life's purpose can make you more attractive. You won't just feel more fulfilled, you'll also get more dates. That's according to Peter Heskell, author of Flirt Coach's Secrets of Attraction.
When I was much younger and I wasn't fulfilling my life's purpose, if you wish, although I was on the path to it, I realise now, I was working as a secretary and I really did not enjoy doing that work. And sometimes I would go to parties or meet people and they would say inevitably that question, "What do you do?" And I'd feel myself shrink up inside and mutter under my breath something like, "Well, at the moment I'm working as a secretary, but..." And I didn't know what the "but" was, but I knew I didn't want to be identified with that. For me, that made me far less attractive because I was doing something that wasn't in tune with me. It didn't fit the vision of me that I had, and it didn't feel right either. So therefore, I became more guarded, I became more false when I began to interact with people. When clients ring me up to book on my workshops, I often ask them, "What do you do?" And I listen for how they say it. And occasionally it'll be just given away by the fact that there's a sort of silence. Sometimes the silence might mean they do several things, they don't know how to express it. Sometimes it might mean that that's made them think and not feel so good. There are many reasons, okay? So, but I'm listening all the time, "What do you do?" And then there are those people that say things like, "I'm a computer programmer." And I go, "Do you like it?" And they go, "Oh yes, I love it." And then I know that at that moment they're accessing in their body a whole feeling of well-being. It is a thing that fulfills them. It's possible to be fulfilled being a road sweeper, and it's also possible to be fulfilled being a film star, and it's possible to be fulfilled doing what I do and what you do. It's about finding the thing that's right for you. And when you're like that, when you go out in the world and people ask you what you do, you're enthusiastic and excited about it. And you talk about yourself. And obviously you don't overwhelm people, but people pick up this verve, this excitement about you. And literally, you send it off in waves and they're excited by it. We are always impassioned by other people's passion. And there are people out there who are doing things that they truly love. And if you're not one of them, you may know people who do it. And you'll have this sense when you talk to them and you're in their presence. And they've come to rest in some way. They're at peace, if you wish, even if they're doing a job that is quite stressful. At the end of the day, they just go, "Yum, yum, I love my job." So what happens when you find your sense of purpose as well is that you begin to make decisions based on this purpose, and you have a certain thing that's almost like a guiding star. And when you do that, when you make those kind of decisions, there are times when people make a proposition to you and you say no. And sometimes in the very act of saying no and turning down things that aren't right for you, there's something that comes out of you. It's almost a resoluteness. This is just a word really, but there's a sense of your body being very strong, of you being aligned. And that again is a very attractive quality. When you see somebody who really believes in something, it's as if everything about them is geared towards this. It's very desirable and juicy. You know, we're not talking about workaholics or being overambitious or anything like that. We're talking about somebody who's doing something they love and it exudes through their pores.
And is that how you recognise your life's purpose?
The way you recognise your life's purpose, and I use this in a process with people when I work with them privately, is about being able to access this sense of how you are, because everybody's had a glimmer at some time of what I would call being themselves and themselves at their best, i.e., you know, in a situation that's perfect for them, something that where they really felt like they were being themselves. As they begin to access that, I notice how they do the body language and can replay it to them. So in a way, they can learn from having somebody mirror back to them what they do, how to do themselves like this. And when they're like that, and I ask them the question, like that, what's possible? There's a whole body moves up and there's a sort of beam crumbs across their face. And you know, everybody's different in the way they do it, but there's an alignment and there's like they're looking and they go, anything. I always use this example of a jigsaw puzzle and say people are a part of a jigsaw puzzle of the universe and each of us is an individual piece and every jigsaw puzzle piece has its place in the world. And without that person in the world, the jigsaw puzzle, if you wish, the universe is very different. So they make it up and yet they're part of something very big. And when they have a sense of that and they have a sense of themselves at their best with this whole body, the way their body is, it's sort of almost as if the two come together and they get this sort of faraway look sometimes and they're looking in a direction and you can see them moving forward. It's like they've got a sense there is something out there for me. They may not be able to put words to it, but they have a sense of it. And sometimes it's almost appears ephemeral. Sometimes you can't say, we've been taught to put it in boxes, and that's not always the case. But like that, when they make decisions, they kind of know, is this right? Is this going to give me more of this or less of this? And they tend to learn to make much more informed decisions, informed on what they feel is absolutely right for them.
That's Peter Heskell. Her book, Flirt Coach's Secrets of Attraction, is published by Element.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.